Irina Zuckerman is a human rights national security lawyer based in the United States. She joins us this morning. Irina, good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So are we seeing an increase in these strange stories since the Gaza war started?
Yes, we are. And they're mutating, and some of them are, you know, adjusting to the modern technological developments and demands. Old myths, old blood libels and conspiracy theories are taking on a slightly different look, updated from modern times. But overall, the essence is the same. The Jews are manipulative, all-powerful, untrustworthy, malevolent, and are looking to control the world and everything bad that's happening. They're somehow behind it. Now, there's a couple of reasons for all of this. The Gaza conflict is not the first time Israel has been at a war. And there's been previous episodes of escalation and negative feedback loop in Western and other countries in response. But this time around, it seems bigger than ever, despite the fact that Israel this time has suffered a lot more than any time in many years. In that respect, it's been the worst terrorist attack, the most deaths in one sitting since the Holocaust. So, yeah, you would think that there would be a relatively limited anti-Semitic uptick in conspiracy theories, but that is not so. So, what's different this time? Why is it so much worse than ever in the modern history, despite the fact that there's a very clear victim situation? First of all, social media with very little directive or intervention amplifies the worst voices and allows them to spread. Algorithms in general promote negativity, but there's now concerted efforts by very effective networks of anti-Semites that use celebrity voices to target huge numbers of people simultaneously, and there is not much response that is effective on that level. There are very few people who are pro-Israel and who are reaching the same numbers of people simultaneously in such an organized way. And the second issue is that there's been already a conspiracy-minded revolution, social revolution in many Western countries. It started with COVID and COVID-related conspiracies and mismanaged that, as well as external conspiracy theories injected into public discourse, such as QAnon. There's been a deterioration of trust in governments all over the world, in the West especially, due to corruption, due to poor articulation of these issues, and of course due to foreign intervention and active measures and propaganda by countries like Russia that amplify distrust and feed off vulnerabilities. And we have seen that during Trump's first campaign. A lot of that started happening from the foreign side of things as well. So all of this, and of course economic troubles, economic mismanagement, any sort of economic downturn always tends to bring out the anti-Semitic types. And there has been this trend to embrace a lot of the policies that have never worked well for Jews, especially in the United States, but also in other countries, such as protectionism, nativism. These sort of policies on the right, or I would say, they're actually not right-wing policies. They're actually quite left-wing.
Yes, yes. Well,
but they have been embraced by the right, and some of the left has joined in. We are seeing the sort of breakdown of traditional political parties, the death of classical liberalism and centrism in politics, and this horseshoe theory that's bringing out and mainstreaming the fringe left, the fringe right, and Islamists and assorted other groups, as well as conspiracy theories who were not necessarily specifically anti-Semitic. They were just focused on bizarre issues like the UFOs or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
when they're presented with the opportunity of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, they latch on to that as well.
So in other words, you have to be predisposed. You have to be predisposed to both accept and to be drawn to conspiracy theories as well as anti-Semitism, because otherwise saying that Jews have secret laser weapons in space, or we control the weather, we control the media, we own the moon, I have no idea what that means. But to believe that, you have to be open to conspiracy theories and to be open to racism and anti-Semitism, really?
Yes and no, because in a lot of cases, there's social predisposition to conspiratorial thinking. And yes, there's many of these celebrity types and others who are predisposed to anti-Semitism for whatever reason. However, not all people who end up embracing either conspiracy theories or anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic conspiracy theories are necessarily start out being predisposed.
Right.
It's a process. It's like any radicalization. It can start with a perfectly reasonable anti-conspiratorial, completely non-anti-Semitic person who is dragged into it by unrelated issues and then increasingly goes along with the thinking until he gets to the point but he's just, quote-unquote, asking questions about Jewish influence and things like that, and then increasingly falls for more and more bizarre thinking. Not everybody will get to the level of believing in space lasers and that sort of nonsense, but many will embrace issues that Jews are overrepresented in certain industries, that they are collectively politically inclined a certain way, and they'll forget that Jews still vote and decide as individual human beings, and
right,
they're
right.
persuadable and so forth.